You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. You know, it sounds harsher every time you play it. I wasn't wrong, but that quite harsh. 3 o'clock. We will get to the Lions a little later, but a lot of people want to talk about this. This is kind of an assessment of our city. Four pro teams, and battle lines get drawn with the fan bases. And we're coming off of an MLB trade deadline where I didn't hate the deadline. I didn't love the deadline. It was just whatever to me. Reese Olson's dead. Let's get Charlie Morton. Our bullpen's an atrocity. Here's Finnegan. And friends, fine. Can't kill him on the right-handed bat. Only one moved. It was a rental, and I'm not mad about it. The point I'm making is I wanted more aggression. Well, yesterday, a lot of people agreed and a lot of people disagreed. They were like, how dare you? So I wanted to expand it to all the teams. Lions, Tigers, Red Wings, Pistons. Air the aggression grievances. Do all the teams need to be more aggressive? The championship droughts of 08, 04, never, and 1984 are something you have to discuss. Or some of the teams need to be more aggressive. I leave you to choose. Or are you in the category of, look, it's fine enough. Three of the four teams are good. They win. They don't make me sad. But they're not championship level. It's really up to you guys. And we sit here every day. We do the show. I mean, I can't be anybody else. I am a championship or bust type of fan. I'm sorry if that offends you, but that's just how it is. If you're not going to win the championship, what the hell's the point? Like for the Lions, if they don't get it done this year and then they go into some rebuild phase, what was it all for? Now the Tigers, you have the Scooble window. Can they get it done? Sure. I mean, baseball's weird. But do I think you've given yourself the best chance to get it done? No, of course not. Because you wouldn't give up anything of value. That's from baseball executives. Mm-hmm. Well, then you can't say you're all in. Red Wings, forget it. Can't get them to do anything. And the Pistons would be the one where I would say, you know what? I will acquiesce and go, fine. It's not time. Let's look at Ivy. Cool. So three of four, I would say, need to be more aggressive. What do you say as fans? 248-539-9797. Did I miss anything?
No, you got it.
Let's go to Gerald, 97.1. Gerald, what's going on? How you doing?
Well, hey, it's been a long time since I got a... Boy, it's a good topic. I don't get a chance to tune in, but it's so funny you brought this up because I was telling your producer, I was cleaning out my closet the other day. I'm 62 years old, so I was been around... for 1984. I tell you, I'll never forget. I was just fresh out of high school and college. I've been around for the Pistons. I've been around for the Red Wings. I'm telling you what a feeling. And I'm looking right now at the box of Wheaties where the Detroit Pistons were on the box of Wheaties NBA championships 2003-2004. What a photograph. I ate the cereal, but I kept the box in, you know, pristine condition, you know. And that's the thing, Mike. If you've not experienced the championships, I swear it makes a difference in how you feel, because a lot of these younger folk, hey, I don't blame them because they've never experienced it, because they weren't alive or whatever, but you can't fault me because I was alive. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. There's a difference there. And here's the thing, you brought up the ownership too, and about not, it's not so much spending the money, you're right. But if they don't lean on these GMs a little bit, and I think they're content still with the GMs as they are. And again, it is a shame because if you could just feel that feeling of when you win as a town, you know, it's such a joyous feeling.
Well, it's also one of these things where, Gerald, look, I understand sports is not real life. Right? Like we're all adults.
Right.
No one's going to get into a fist fight over a game in our current state. But it is also more than just a social thing of like, ooh, daiquiris. I mean, you want to win. You want to win for right. your family who's not around anymore. You want to win right. for all the years you suffered. Mm-hmm. I just feel like this town has lost its edge.
Yeah, and it is that's the thing for me. I really feel there's such a, you know, I'm wondering how old does a young person have to be that they haven't experienced a championship in this town? Well, maybe like 12 or 13, because if you're like below, you know, niner, but you know, when you could remember a championship, because it's been
If you're 21 years old, you've never experienced one. 08, 84, 04, and never. So you're not going to remember it at age 4. So call it, you know, you could be 21 years old right now and have no grasp.
That's the thing. And it just keeps going. And anyway, that was the only point that I wanted to make.
Appreciate it. No, but okay. Gerald, it's spot on.
I think that's why Lions fans should want even more, because nobody. I mean, we're getting to the point where good luck trying to find anybody who was alive in 57.
Morgan Freeman. Right. That's all I have.
So that's why you're like, you're so close. You should be going all in. You should, I mean, pushing the budget of the salary cap every year, trying to squeeze as much as you can to get and win this title.
See, it's interesting is the Lions seems to be the organization the most people want to put the rev limiter down. The Tigers, it just depends. I think if you trust in a longer-term plan, you don't buy into a Scooble window, you're okay with where they are. I don't think that makes you an insane person. It just makes you different than how I feel, which is Scooble window is the best shot I'll have.
Right, but at least with the Tigers, you have some people who could tell you stories of 84. There's nobody to tell you the story for the Lions. I think that's why everybody's just like, can we please see it in our lifetime? Because there's a lot of folks who just don't want to die saying, I've never seen the Lions win a title. You've seen the Pistons. You've seen the Wings. You've seen the Tigers. Nobody's seen the Lions.
Let's go to Justin, 97.1. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. How are you? Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm glad you just said that. Mike, if people don't believe in a Scuba window like Scott Harris, then they're insane. Absolutely should be checked in, and I would like to be smoking what they're smoking. Because, and that's one of the things... Scott Harris's comments were so off-putting to me. And there's one thing to be smartest guy in the room, but then there's another thing to talk to people like baseball is rocket science. And so to me, it's between the Lions and Tigers, but Scott Harris just made me so upset with the trade deadline. His comments about how, oh, we're going to make a trade and it's going to haunt us. Oh, so it's going to haunt you to win a World Series? Like, I don't...
No, but see, here's the problem. The only deals that can really haunt you are if you overpay for a rental, player comes here for 3 months, doesn't perform, leaves, prospects you give up, blossom. There's no haunting trading for a Griffin Jacks or a Duran or a Bednar, etc. I'm sorry, I just wholly disagree with it.
Now, and that's what makes me so upset about Scott Harris is I feel like he gaslights the fans in a way. Like, oh, these prices were so high. Like what? So high? Your number 9 prospect? I mean, it's widely known that Max Anderson pretty much would have got you Yuhanir Suarez at a position that you already have a flood of second basemen, this college guy who's pretty much came out of nowhere. I mean, you didn't really expect him to be this good. It's pretty much known that you could have got Yuhanir Suarez for him. And Scott Harris is sitting up there talking about, we're gonna rue the day that
yeah. No, and that's
Justin.
I'm with you. I'm with you, and this is not a Scott Harris thing. It's all GMs and team presidents in all sports.
Brad Holmes could be the same.
Yeah, it's all the same thing, and it is. I'm not interested in hearing it. I just judge on the results. It's pretty clear. He wanted to get a dinner for no money. Well, that's not how it works. You have to give to get. The restaurant will not bring you a closer if you don't pay.
And I think where it comes down to, and it sucks, that they don't want to keep their job for as long as they can. And I hate to get into outside of sports, but for him to say that, the other comment that made me so upset was, my job is to make the playoffs every year. Is it, or is it to win a World Series? Because then it goes back to Rico's point about as soon as you put the pressure on, and I think Kenny made the same point, as soon as you put the pressure on and you make a big move, all of a sudden you win the World Series. And you end up like Dave Dombrowski, who end up in four cities in, you know, 15 years.
Yeah, but that's because when you hire Dave Dombrowski, right, you're basically handing over the keys and saying, burn it all down to bring me a championship.
And if you don't,
that's the deal.
If you don't, you're going to be fired.
But that's okay.
And that's, I guess, I was raised, I guess I grew up, you know, I'm 33. So, like, I lived through the 2014. I lived through the heyday of the Tigers and not winning World Series. So, I'm used to making moves. So, I guess that's what also makes me so upset about Scott Harris, on top of the arrogance of him talking to us like we don't know what we're talking about, is also just not doing anything when I'm so used. And also these prospects, who knows? How many I could name 10 million prospects who don't turn out. So that's a whole other conversation.
Hey, Justin,
so
look at what I'm living through right now. Anthony Volpe, can't miss, fart noise. Jason Dominguez, can't miss, fart noise. Hey, a couple of years ago, Clint Frazier has better bat speed than Mickey Mantle. Fart noise, also ginger idiot. Hey, Justin, I got a list a mile long. I'm with you. But again, they have a plan and they're sticking to it. I don't have to like it, but I'm not going to deny reality. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com. Here. That's Scott Harris, Deadline Redux. But we've expanded the topic. It's all teams in this city. Air your grievance if you think one, some, or all, or maybe none. Maybe you're happy with the direction of all four. Who needs to be more aggressive? The Tigers, it was fine enough. I think a lot of people roll their eyes at that audio right there because it's, again, what do I care about the productivity of players in 2027, 28 when I could have a Duren or a Griffin Jacks or a Doval or whomever on this team in concert with a guy like Finnegan? Mm-hmm. You know, or again, the Suarez thing. Some people are bent out of shape by it. I'm not. I don't think that's fair to do that. The whole premise is some, all, none. Red Wings have to be more aggressive. That's our opinion as a show. Tigers, yes. Lions, yes. Pistons, no. The reason is, while I would like it, it's not a necessity. I think it's a necessity of the other three. The Yzerman thing, it's just, you got to get up off the floor at some point. You're fastly approaching Buffalo territory. It's the longest playoff drought in the history of this wonderful franchise. Mm-hmm. So that one is just about, show me a pulse. Rico's over here with the defibrillator pattern.
Clear.
Something.
I feel like every time we talk about the Red Wings, I'm just knocking into the microphone going, anybody there? Is anybody listening? Somebody.
It's amazing, isn't it? Another year. Let's go to the people, see where everybody's at. Ron joins us up in Sterling Heights. Ronnie, how you doing, bud?
Good. How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Ron.
I really only have a comment about the Tigers, and sure. And I'd like to start by saying, you know, I know you guys are really on the ball when it comes to the metrics and pay a lot more attention to what's really going around the league. And just as a regular fan, what I'd like to say is, you know, the first half of the season, the Tigers were almost unbeatable with the people that we had. And I think the reason is because these guys were all given 110, 120%, and it became contagious.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, you know, there's a little lull, a little slump, and that's fine. And now with these new guys that come in, you know, they came off of teams that maybe didn't have a chance. But if you watch them pitch, these guys got talent and they're good. And I think they're going to bring enough to the table to where we were winning and unbeatable with who we had before. We just added to the arsenal. Now these guys have a new purpose on a new team. And they're going to bring a type of effort that they probably didn't have with the other team. And I hope it becomes as contagious as it did in the first half. And I think that's going to be the key to taking the Tigers all the way. It's not grabbing this superstar or that superstar. It's getting the guys that you have given 110%. And I think A.J. Hinch knows how to do that better than probably any manager in the game.
Well, I think you bring up an interesting point. And honestly, Ron, I don't know if you heard it. They played the audio on the morning show. I mean, Finnegan talked about it. It just feels different. I'm on a first place team. I'm on a team that has one of the better records in the league. Now, Ron, there's something to it, and I think you hit on what their weapon is. Their unpredictability. It is a good clubhouse. They do play hard, and you have a really smart manager. Mm-hmm. On the other side of it, Ron, here's the problem. You do get to a point where sometimes the people you're facing are just better than you are. And that's
true.
That's my fear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because there's a lot of good teams, no doubt about it. That's a great point, and that's undeniably true.
No, and both things can be true. Yeah. And look, you can overcome it. If it was just about the better team always winning, we wouldn't have sports. You still got to play the games. They can get it done. It is all about if you sit back and ask yourself, did they put themselves in the best position to do so? I don't think you could say yes.
Right.
That doesn't mean they did nothing.
Right. And it doesn't mean you can't beat these teams. But, yeah, I looked at it as when you came up to the trade deadline, you were trying to go up against the best teams in baseball, and you were trying to match them player for player and saying, okay, do we have enough to make it to the World Series? Do we have enough to win the World Series? Not do we have enough to sustain a 10-game lead in this division?
And look, this is part of it, Rico. It's difficult because, like, I'll say it, and I don't think it's much of a comment at all. I just think it's looking at reality. And so many people get so upset. It's like, well, hold on. Both things can be true. You still have a really good team. But this division is ass. Mm-hmm. This division's awful.
But it's like
I mean, one of the teams is up for sale, so the Twins naturally are fire sailing. The Chicago White Sox just completed a transaction of ownership, and they're terrible. The Guardians allegedly got a minority owner who had money, choose to spend none of it, and the Royals are the Royals.
Right. But I
think, like, it's garbage.
Right, but I think a lot of fans got seduced by, well, look at how great they are in this division. And it's like,
okay, and then what's the record against teams with a winning record? What was it, 19 and 26?
Yeah.
Both can be true. You're good. Your division's bad. That's why I don't let the record seduce me into we're World Series favorites. I don't think that that's accurate. And my thing is, the shorter the series, the better this team is.
Right.
I fear, and look, I know what people are going to say. It's not 2001. You're not going to pitch Skubal three times in a 7-game set. Please, it's not happening. You will pitch him twice. What are we doing the other 5 days?
So now 1-4-7?
No, I endured that with Schilling and Randy Johnson. Thank you.
That was 1-3-5-7.
Thanks. Die.
Okay.
2-4.
You have to appreciate. You'll never see that again.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay. But you got Eli.
2-4-8. Let's go. You know what? I'll keep it timely. We'll get to Tom right on the other side of this deal. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com. Straight to the people, the Urgency Index. We've got some Lions training camp stuff for you, including an ESPN report that I don't love. But I'll explain, and I'm sure people will be all over the board on this. But I promised we'd get to Tom, and that's what we're going to do. Tommy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Mike. Thanks so much for taking the call. Great topic. I think we're dealing with a couple of different things, right? So breaking it down, you ask about fandom, you ask about the teams, and I think one of these things just doesn't look like the others, and that's the Red Wings, and I'll get to them in a minute. I'm with you with regards to the Pistons. I think Trajan Langdon is still trying to figure out what he's got. Last season came out of nowhere, at least from my perspective. And I think, like you said, he's got to figure out what he's got with Ivy and what moves they need to make. I think the league is definitely going to not take the night off when they go to face Detroit at Little Caesars Arena or when they're coming into their own bar.
Those days are done.
When Yeah, I think, you know, with regards to the Lions, that team, I wonder if it's not a case of Holmes drinking his own bathwater, right? I feel like there's a sense of hubris in with him and maybe with his front office that, look, you don't have a center. You don't have a legitimate backup quarterback if something happens to Goff. If that line can't protect him, that offense could be doomed. The defense, I feel like they'll be okay. But I wonder if it's his own hubris that doesn't kind of undermine the Lions. And really, they've got the best chance to win a championship, and they should be more urgent than what they seem to be. And with Harris, he just seems like, yeah, he's got an ego too, but he's risk averse. Like, he missed out, and you mentioned Bednar, right? He also missed out on Ryan Helsley and some other relievers that would have been really good at giving the Tigers a legitimate shot at least to get to the World Series, and they could still get there. But sure, like you guys were saying, you're not going to beat the Phillies in a seven-game series. You're not going to beat you're probably not going to beat the Mets in a seven-game series. There's a lot of teams on the National League side of the house you're just not going to beat. Who knows what the Yankees are going to look like once they've retooled. But
I don't even know if we're going to make the playoffs.
Well, I mean, I think they'll get there. I really do believe they'll get there, and I think they've got a puncher's chance in the American League. I just don't think that they've got a shot. I don't think they've got a shot against the National League, the best of the National League right now. Well, and that's it. They could have got any of those relievers for a lot less than their top folks.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Tommy, yeah. I'll give you a case in point, right? You brought up the Yankees. I'm not trying to upset anybody. It's just Tom brought this up, and let me at least acknowledge this. The Yankees went out and got four relievers. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I understand it hasn't worked. Ha, 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 ha. Here's the point. Is anyone going to regret what they gave up to get these players? No.
No.
That's exactly it, Mike. That's it. And so for anybody that thinks that they would have had to give up Clark or McGonagall for
that's
Bednar,
a straw man. That is a dishonest argument.
That's the argument for we don't need to make any moves because we don't want to give up our best players. Nobody asked you to.
100%. But when you say straw man, that gets me right into the Red Wings. These guys, the fan base, the elitists of that fan base, and see, I'm with Kenny Kopp. I feel like we shop at the same Walmart, right? These guys are just over the top master class in straw man. First, it's Ken Holland he destroyed the franchise. He's a bum. Ken Holland did exactly what Mr. I told him to do.
That's right.
Right? He did what they told him to do. He's a really good GM, and you can say, oh, Devilano, this, that, and the other, and he was nuts. Listen, this is the guy that scouted the players that Devilano drafted. So give the dude some credit, right? And then so the next straw man as well, Ilitch isn't giving him any resources. And you still, to this day, I saw it today on message boards, on social media, people talking about how, oh, he's just cheap. Ilitch is cheap.
That's not it.
Listen, man, the cap is the cap.
That's right.
I will take links of the actual Wings 24, 25 season contracts, right? Lays it all out there, $87 million. Give me a break, man.
Right. That it's not fly. Like they did what the Ducks did a few years ago and they were $30 million under the cap. Now, Tom, believe me, don't put me in a position where I got to defend owners in this town. But I will step up because that is such a nonsense argument. There is a cap. And look, even in baseball, in years past, I think the ownership critique was legitimate. It's not this year. They tried to get Bregman. They've added $50 million in payroll. Like, if you think they're going to have the Phillies payroll, root for a different baseball, they're never going to do that.
Right.
Ever. They don't have the revenue. The whole point is that the Yzerman thing is such a mystery to me because he was such a fiery competitor. It was all about winning, a complete red ass. It's almost like he's morphed into stubborn guy. Like,
my way will work and you'll see.
And it's like, okay, it's not. And it's kind of boring. Can we please? Because when you look at it, teams around the East are getting better. Mm-hmm. You're not. Mm-hmm. And it's another offseason of just roster filler.
Right. But it's just like, okay, it doesn't make you a lesser person to to make an adjustment on the fly and say, you know what? This didn't work. Maybe we need to go in this direction.
It makes you a bigger person. It makes you a better leader.
But it's almost as if it seems like, you'll see. You will see.
Well, I think it's the rigidity of it is I won't admit that I'm A, wrong, or B, my plan was flawed, or it's just simply not working. Whatever the situation is, GMs just don't want to put their hand to their chest and be like, that's me. I messed it up. I got to fix it. We're going to reroute.
Yeah, and also, look, we've had a couple of calls about it. I mean, if you agree with Scott Harris, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. But, the whole a window is an illusion. No, your best window is when you have your best pitcher. And I'm going to say this. This is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm paid for. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be sure next year is guaranteed with Skubal. Because if this lockout is real, you know what Scott Boras can do? Pay my guy or trade my guy. Or we're going to have an inability to pitch every 5 days. We may get a little tired faster, okay? Like, think about it. And again, this isn't the Tigers. This is an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the agent can make things pretty uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I go out and risk it for the biscuit again if you're not going to pay me? Well, then trade me. Mm-hmm. And trade me somewhere they will pay me. So the idea that there's not window, no, there's windows. The idea that you will be 10 games up on August 5th next summer, my answer would be no, probably not. This is an immense divisional lead. Very difficult to do. This is a wonderful opportunity. They did some things. I just don't think you don't get to say to your fans, we are all in, we want a championship, and no, all in doesn't mean burning it down and trading Max Clark, so save that crap on ticket text. No one said it. But you're not all in. Oh my God, I would have been haunted by
what?
Trading for Ryan Helsley? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I don't think that's real. You can say it, it doesn't make it true. And some of the players we were talking about have term.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you regret it? You've added them to your core.
You've added a player that you know what you're going to get rather than speculation, whether that lottery ticket that could be a winner and it also could be a bust.
We'll see, and again, we had a couple calls yesterday. You'll see they'll get bold this offseason. And I go, okay, that's great. Well, how does it help me now?
Does it?
And maybe they get it done. Like I said, baseball's such a weird sport.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's why I said I don't think that they thought that they were going to be in this position, but you're here. So take full advantage of it so that you don't become the Orioles of next year, where it's like, well, you're just going to roll this into you did. Okay.
248-539-9797. We get more of the people coming up. We got a football today to do. We will check in on the Lions in the 4 o'clock as well. All right, we'll get to the phones. I want to get a few ticket texts as well. We've got a lot left to do today before Tiger Baseball, including a check-in on the Lions. ESPN had a camp report. I'm not comfortable with it. Doesn't mean I'm right, but we're going to get to you. And no, it's no panic about pass rushers or injuries. It's something different. Kenny, ticket text first. What do you have?
Wings and Tigers need to be more aggressive. I like where the Lions and Pistons are at. I'd say the Lions are the number one to get more aggressive than the Wings, then the Tigers, then the Pistons. Lions need to go all in. Most of these texts, by the way, are all Lions. It's the bulk of them. I try to mix in other ones.
Yeah.
I think the bulk of them are Lions, Lions, Lions.
Kenny, I think because they were the closest. They were a half away from actually getting to the goal.
And I think that's
really?
Kind of...
Because I swear they didn't win a playoff game last year.
I'm going to yield to the senator from New York.
I'm just making a point. We don't get to do the 2 years ago stuff now.
No. But even if 2 years ago, they still are the closest.
That was the team that most recently sniffed the closest to the ultimate goal. Which
okay.
I think
and the fact that you look at all the young players and the offense and Goff and all the wide receivers and St. Brown and
Hooker.
Well, Teddy Bridgewater won't be back.
No.
He's
signed with Tampa.
He's officially a Buck.
Which shows you the destitute nature of our backup quarterback situation.
Yeah, but look, if Goff gets hurt, your season's over.
Of course,
This is one of the dumbest things, too, is people always do this crap. Oh, my God, we got to sign a big-time backup. Look, if you're paying your quarterback $50 million a year, It doesn't matter who you have. You think the Niners thought their season was going to be okay with some rat driving a combine? The Purdy thing happens. Just like Tom Brady happened. It's not a plan.
No, that was planned. They just let everybody pick all the other picks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you everything. We'll take the last pick of the draft.
Got it. Go to Carl. 97.1. Carl, how you doing, buddy?
It doesn't matter yet. You think?
No. Whoop. I'm gonna save Carl. I feel like there was some language about to happen there. We'll go to Chad. 97.1. Chad, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Michael, Rico. Thanks for taking the call. For me, it's obvious. I'm like Rico. I'm a college basketball junkie, so I could care less about the Wings. And to me, like, everyone keeps talking about, oh, well, they were the closest. Yeah, that's part of it. But for me, we are the only original NFL franchise to not even go to the Super Bowl. And I'm starting to – I was very high on Sheila for a while. Me, personally, if I'm the owner of the Lions, I'm going to Brad and I'm telling him, I don't like how blasé you do things. You have one job. Get to the Super Bowl. Anything short of that is a failure. We went a long time without a playoff win. Well, we won two in a row, made it to the NFC title game, won the division 2 years in a row for the first time in my lifetime. For me, unless they go to the Super Bowl, I don't care. It doesn't matter. There should be so much urgency in that front office to finally get to that game. And I don't think there is. And Sheila should want to cement her legacy and be the Ford that actually got him there. I don't think she's breathing down Vlad's neck. So for me, it's the Lions with a bullet. No one else is even close.
All right. My life would be so much easier if I just didn't say this. And I'm like, Chad, great call. I'm going to build on what Chad said.
Okay.
Here's your problem. This is my opinion. Can't prove it. And unless they plan on opening the books, there's no way for me to be proven right or wrong.
Looks like, seems like, feels like.
That they've never made more money than the last 2 years. That they've never been more popular than the last 2 years. They've never sold more merchandise. They've never sold more tickets. They've never increased ticket prices more. They've never had more primetime games. Right. So here's the point.
You want to cancel a ticket? Okay. Here's somebody else that'll pay more.
So here's the thing. Not all owners are equal. Not all owners are going to call the president or GM and go, I demand more. And if you're the Lions, you've been a punchline for 70 years. Now you're the prom queen. You are the belle of the ball. You're the Lions. People want to watch you. Mm-hmm. And they're bleeding out of their eyeballs to buy tickets. So do you know why it's okay for Brad to just be good, long-term consistency, not go all in? Because, hey, outside looking in, I bet you his bosses are pretty happy. You can't say that. I just did. What do you want me to say? If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
So, yeah.
It what it is.
So long as you stay good, we're relevant, we make money.
And people continue to pay the increases, then what impetus is there that if you don't wake up and go to sleep thinking about a Super Bowl, what would there be to change?
They pay the increases without question.
And there's still a waiting list.
Right, and that's just it, Kenny.
It's not even a question.
We're going to raise the prices. Okay. All right, that's fine. I'll pay whatever. So I just want to be there. When Jared Goff.
But when Chad calls up, it is just simple. If you have an owner, like Jeffrey Lurie in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. that is a Super Bowl mentality. Howie Roseman understands the assignment. You will win a Super Bowl. You will tear this down and go do it again. And again and again and again until we get tired of each other. I don't think that's happening here. I think the Lions are experiencing something along with their fans they didn't even think was conceivable. So they don't really know how to act. Has Brad ever done this job before? No. Has Sheila ever had a successful team before? No. Then how do I know they know what to do?
That's pretty deep, Mike.
Is that not how the Brad bots are born, though? Is they don't know how to act. You just said it. We don't know how to act as Lions fans. That's why Brad bots exist.
Yeah, sure. They're winning. Would you rather they go back to the days of this and their joke and the league wanted to take the Thanksgiving Day away from them? Yes, you're right. Because right now, they can do whatever they want. They can charge whatever they want. And nobody's going to question it. You'll gladly pay it. Hell, you even take your money and save it and go on the road, and you'll go bankrupt following this team on a road tour like it's a concert.
So that's the point. If they stay consistently good and they keep making the playoffs, who's going to look around and go, this isn't good enough? Neither the brain trust has no prior experience doing. And you can say, well, Brad won a Super Bowl. No, Les Snead won a Super Bowl.
Right.
And Brad was the head scout.
Right. Brad was in the room.
Les Snead said, F them picks. We're here to win.
Mm-hmm. And it worked.
Well, do we have that mentality here? No.
No, we have the, we got to pay our guys and we got to keep our guys. And we got guys we got to pay in the future. Not my words.
Go to Mitchell, 97.1. Mitchell, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Thanks for taking the call. I was just kind of piggybacking off of the quarterback situation. Maybe, you know, just over-worrying about it. But at what point do you think that it's a problem?
What are we talking about? The backup?
Yeah, backup. I'm sorry for not clarifying.
I think you wait for training camp cuts. You see if a veteran gets cut loose and you bring him in. But look, Mitchell, if Jared Goff gets broken in half, your season's over. Full stop.
Understandable.
I just think the backup quarterback thing is the most overrated thing in the world.
I respect that. And then with the whole pass rush situation and not knowing when Aleem's going to be back and not knowing what Marcus Davenport is, I just, the urgency of not getting a big-name guy when it's available.
Not, like, look, it is not a Super Bowl caliber front four, period. It's not good enough. Doesn't mean you can't win one, but it's a lot of what held the Bills back the last few years. Now, the Bills decided to do what you don't do. The Bills went all in, and they knew they needed a different archetype on their D-line. They needed bigger, more physical players versus the smaller, quick, twitch, athlete, short-space disruptors. They went out, every guy they got was 6'6", 280. Mm-hmm. And they're all in. So, I'm not telling you you can't get it done, but if you look at your D-line versus the teams you're competing against, I'm sorry.
And the funny thing about the Bills, Mike, it was basically, we got to make sure we're Mahomes proof. We have to be able to beat the Chiefs.
And Raven proof, too.
Yeah, and that was every move was, will this help us beat those two teams? No. Next guy. Will he help us beat him? Yes. Get him on the team.
I agree totally. And it's just not the approach here. It doesn't mean it won't work, but I also think it's okay, last I checked. We don't have to be Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal and eat our own brains. We can think for ourselves. 248-539-9797. Get a little football today. And then we're going to spin the wheel in the 4 o'clock. I got a couple things for you. 97.1. Whee! You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.